are Karen and Kids, and we are the children of God.
Great is the love the Father has given us,
that we should be called the children of God.
And that is what we are.
We lift our voice and sing praises to the King.
So join us as we learn about God
and as we sing and celebrate.
Hallelujah.
We are the children, of God.
Welcome to Karen and Kids.
We've been learning about the New Testament.
We talked about the Gospels.
We talked about Paul's letters to the church and his friends.
And today, we're going to learn about the rest of the New Testament.
The first book after Paul's letters is the book of Hebrews. Bible scholars still aren't sure who wrote the book of Hebrews.
Many people think the author is Paul, but some say it could have been written by Apollos, Barnabas, Luke, Silas, Philip, Priscilla, or someone else.
Hebrews 11 is known as the faith chapter and mentions many stories from the Old Testament.
By faith, these people overthrew kingdoms,
ruled with justice, and received what God had promised them.
They shut the mouths of lions,
quenched the flames of fire,
and escaped death by the edge of the sword.
Their weakness was turned to strength.
They became strong in battle and put whole armies to flight.
Stand on His promises, live.
Sling and a stone, he faced his foe, and he fired off a deadly blow.
God can make you strong. Stand on His promises and live in His love. Anything is possible with blessings from above. Work for His people and live by His power. God can make you strong.
A simple man, but God gave him a mighty plan. God gave him everything that he would need, and his people followed him faithfully, and they watched him part the mighty sea.
God can make you strong, standing on His promises, living in His love. Anything is possible with blessings from above. Work for His people.
Did you know that two of Jesus' brothers wrote books in the New Testament?
James and Jude were Jesus' half-brothers.
James challenges us to persevere.
That means keep on going even if times are tough.
Here's what James wrote.
Dear brothers and sisters, whenever trouble comes your way, let it be an opportunity for joy.
For when your faith is tested, your endurance has a chance to grow.
Has your faith ever been tested?
Yeah.
Has anyone made fun of you for being a Christian, or has anyone tried to get you to do something that you knew was wrong?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
At my old school, some of the kids in my class kind of joked around and made fun of me for being a Christian and thought the things that I believed and, like, listened to and talked about and stuff were just, like, baloney, and I was just a goody-good-two-shoes. And, yeah.
Mm. Well, one time a boy asked me if I was a Christian. I said yes, and he rolled his eyes and stuff.
Once my friends were cursing and they wondered why I didn't. I said I was a Christian and they made fun of me.
I went to my friend's house once and she wanted me to watch this movie, but it was a rating that I was not allowed to watch. And she told me it would be okay anyways, but I decided to call my parents. And after I did, they said I was not allowed to watch it.
Well, you know, James says, your faith is strengthened when you overcome temptations and trials like these.
James was a wise man. He knew the power of words.
We use words to praise God.
And sometimes we use words to hurt others.
This should not be, James wrote.
We should control our tongues.
James also had some wisdom to share about favoritism.
That means picking people as your favorites or your best friends and treating them differently than the other people.
James wrote, "How can you claim that you have faith in our glorious Lord Jesus Christ if you favor some people more than others?"
Rich or poor, young or old, we're all different, but God loves us all the same.
A simple fisherman who was slow to understand God's ways, Jesus proclaimed that his church would be built upon Peter. And God used him to write two very useful books in the New Testament, 1st and 2nd Peter.
In the first book, Peter encourages the church to endure the persecution they were experiencing. Here are some of the verses Peter wrote.
"So be truly glad. There is wonderful joy ahead, even though it is necessary for you to endure many trials for a while.
These trials are only to test your faith, to show that it is strong and pure." In the second book, Peter shares God's truth to disprove false teachers that had begun misguiding God's children.
"I am warning you ahead of time, dear friends, so that you can watch out and not be carried away by the errors of these wicked people.
I don't want you to lose your secure footing,
but grow in the special favor and knowledge of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. To him be all glory and honor, both now and forevermore. Amen."
Peter also gave the church hope for Christ's glorious return.
The Lord isn't really being slow about his promise to return, as some people think.
No, he's being patient for your sake.
He does not want anyone to perish, so he is giving more time for everyone to repent. "But the day of the Lord will come as unexpectedly as a thief.
Then the heavens will pass away with a terrible noise, and everything in them will disappear in fire, and the earth and everything on it will be exposed to judgment."
That's why it is so important to share the good news of Jesus with people who don't know him.
The next three books of the New Testament were written by the Apostle John, who also wrote the Gospel of John and the Book of Revelation.
Like Peter, John was one of the 12 disciples called by Jesus himself.
He learned Jesus' teaching firsthand and left these words and lessons for us today.
In 1 John, he calls believers children of God.
"How great is the love the Father has lavished on us, that we should be called the children of God, and that is what we are."
We start each program by reciting that verse.
We are the children of God.
Yeah.
In John's writings, he encourages us to walk in God's light.
Show hospitality to brothers in Christ.
To stay away from sin and evil.
To work together for the truth.
He warns us against following false teachers.
Here are some of his teachings.
This is how we know what love is. Jesus Christ laid down his life for us, and we ought to lay down our lives for our brothers.
Those who obey his commands live in him, and he in them. And this is how we know that he lives in us. We know it by the Spirit he gave us.
One of the shortest books of the Bible was written by Jude. It has only 25 verses. Maybe you've heard these familiar verses. To him who is able to keep you from falling and to present you before his glorious presence without fault and with great joy, to the only God our Savior be glory and majesty and power and authority through Jesus Christ our Lord, before all ages, now and forevermore. Amen. And there's one chapter left. What is the last book of the Bible? You guys know that, don't you?
Revelation.
Well, what is a revelation? Can you tell me? Alexa.
A vision.
Okay. Verse 1 of Revelation says,
the revelation of Jesus Christ, which God gave him to show his servants what must soon take place.
He made it known by sending his angel to his servant John, who testifies to everything he saw.
In his revelation, John saw some strange things.
Creatures covered in eyes.
Angels fighting dragons.
A woman flying with eagle's wings.
A great star crashing to the earth.
Locusts coming out of a bottomless pit.
And he saw heaven.
He saw multitudes in heaven praising God.
He saw Jesus as a lamb on the throne.
He saw him seated on a cloud.
He saw Jesus delivering judgment upon a white horse.
John saw God destroy this heaven and earth and create a new one. He saw God's holy city, the New Jerusalem. Nothing impure will ever enter it, John wrote, nor will anyone who does what is shameful or deceitful, but only those whose names are written in the Lamb's Book of Life.
Let's pray. Dear Father, we thank you for giving us Jesus. We are not acceptable to be with you, but Jesus makes us acceptable. Thank you for all the books in the New Testament that will help us learn how to love others and love you. We want to follow your word and be like Jesus. In his holy name we pray. Amen.
Thanks for joining us today.
If you would like to contact us, here's our phone number.
1-800-527-5522.
Or you can write to us at Karen and Kids, P.O. Box 168, Timonium, T-I-M-O-N-I-U-M, Maryland, 21094.
And here's our website, www.karenandkids.com.
We would love to hear from our listeners. Tell us what books in the Bible you've read and the lessons that you've learned from them. And remember,
God's holy word is there for you to teach you.
Read it to find out more about Jesus.
Read it and get to know how to serve Jesus.
Read it so you can
tell others about Jesus. See you next time.
Prayers and financial support make Karen and Kids possible. Karen and Kids is written by Karen Mortimer and the kids. Our music is produced by John Grant at Secret Sound Studio, and our program is recorded and edited by Tony Corelli at Purple Dog Studio.